all of the gardens inside the window panes. Last stand.
Hello, this is WMUC-FM College Park. My name is Adam.
And I'm Rory.
You're listening to Aux Privilege Revoked. This is our last show of the semester. Can you believe
Big
it?
Deal.
Can you
Big
believe
deal.
It?
Deal. And today we have the transmitter on, so we finally have mastered
I'm
that.
I'm glad that we checked that.
That part
yeah,
of
someone,
the broadcast.
There's a gremlin, a spirit in the studio that at night before our show, he comes and he turns off our transmitter. And then we get mysterious, almost psychologically thrilling phone calls to the studio saying your transmitter is off. I can't hear you.
Yes, yes.
And then they come
it's very
in,
big
and
brother.
Then we just switch it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's on today, so they can hear us all around the world and also College Park. I'm very excited. Everyone's tuning in. Have you
Everyone.
Seen this on Twitter? We're going viral. They're all tuning in.
Twitter?
X.
X.
The everything app.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
Oh, I don't want an everything app. Mm-hmm. I would go for an everything bagel right now, though.
Oh, yeah. We're hungry. We have cold brews and nothing else. We're actually starving ourselves. All right. Well, we have a bit of a throwback for you today. A bunch of our favorite songs from the year and some that we were just discovering here in December because Wrapped came out. Who's your top artist?
Lord. Who was yours?
Lord.
Of course.
Of course. Well, do you know you're a top five off the top of your head? So I have to look at mine.
I'm not sure. Lord, Maggie Rogers.
Yep. Those are my two.
Sir Woman.
Oh. That's good.
I don't know who else. No one's surprising.
I'm making it into Sir Woman. So I had Lord number one, then Maggie Rogers, Ethel Kane, Sufjan Stevens, No So. Truly not a shocking collection.
And there were no shocks
However,
to the system.
However, if you looked at my top 11 songs of the year, it was every song from Virgin. Every single one. In a row. What was that? My top song, 341 Plays.
341 Plays is ridiculous.
It was a long summer, girls. A long summer. Corporate America gets you. It makes you listen to Virgin every single day while you write scripts for TV.
Hey, and it works.
It works.
It's
that.
Paying off.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, my top five were What Was That, Man of the Year, Favorite Daughter, Current Affairs, and Hammer.
Mm.
I think that's a solid collection.
It's a good mix.
A good sampling. And then a little bit of Sugar by No So and Back to Oz by Soof, who I love dearly. I'm going to add a bit of the Soof to the playlist this week. That just feels right. We have a great show for you here. Do you want to start us off with our first three, Rory?
Yep. We're going to start not with songs from the year, but some new stuff. Mm-hmm. I think Adam's going to look back. I'm going to look forward here.
Yeah.
So starting off, we're going to have Girl by some French artist I cannot pronounce. And
L'Impératrice.
Will not try.
L'Impératrice. They had the collaboration. It's off the same album that Maggie Rogers had a song on.
True.
Last year, which is fantastic.
And then Genius and some Fatboy Slim.
All right, guys. Please do enjoy and stay tuned.
Flame in your eye, ooh, you're no maniac girl. Passion isn't a disease. Don't go down on your knees, ooh. You're no maniac girl. I know you're not the person you wanna be. I know you're dead to bear your fragility. I know you know our invisibility could last an eternity. I know you know it's not that you wanna flee. I know you're stuck just by the intensity. I know you know it's not your reality. But what is reality? I know you know there isn't simplicity. I know you care too much for passivity. I know you know there's a femininity. But what's femininity? You can blow up, you can cry, drink the fame. fragility. I may not bring the civility, the less than eternity. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Let's chat.
Let's chat. All right, gang. What is on your mind today, Miss Rory Harmon? What's happening up there in that dome?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I know. What isn't?
Oh, boy. Am I right? So much. So much. Yeah, it's pretty vacant. There's just like a hay bale going by. A lot of smiles, though.
Oh, joy. There was joy everywhere.
A lot of smiles. Yeah, last evening, it was my pal's birthday.
Yes.
So we went to Looney's, the College Park Looney's establishment in the freezing cold.
But famously in College Park.
Yes, in College Park.
Near the University of Maryland.
Right. Yes. Thank you for putting two and two together. And it was absolutely overrun by young individuals from Bowie State.
Yes. Just not in College Park.
No. No. And I'm not so sure how they even heard of it.
35-minute drive.
I thought College Park...
Imagine all of that for Looney's.
You know, and I think what we need to do is make College Park like a gated community. Wait, this is coming off the wrong way.
This terrible. Is not... Sorry, you wanted it to be a gate to keep up the Bowie State students?
No. They're not, allowed not in. They're allowed in the community. Just other people.
Older people.
Yes.
We keep it a young town.
Yes, a young town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did shut down Looney's, though.
They did shut down Looney's.
By like 10 p.m. It was over there.
Yeah. There was just a lot of emotion, just emotion running high last evening. So it seemed. My emotion was running low. Yeah. I was on ground floor.
Yours was frozen.
Yes. That didn't quite work out.
Like, you know, back when I lived way up north in the far reaches of College Park, I was like, you know, Looney's is the best bar. And I believe that with all my heart. And I moved down here and I was like, what was I thinking? It's a fun time. It's fine.
Yeah.
But they keep the lights on. And there are too many computer science majors who don't want to dance.
It is truly just going up to North Campus is like a whole different experience.
It feels like you're flying up
north. It is a whole different college experience, truly. A whole different group of people, the vibe, the weather, the energy, it really all shifts.
I know. All right, guys, we have a next one for you. It's going to be Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae.
Woo!
This is Magdalena Bay. Please enjoy.
My boy's a winner. He loves the game. My lips reflect off his cross gold chain. I like the way he's telling me. My ass looks good in these ripped blue jeans. My cheeks are red like cherries in the spring.
Love, see, love, see, love, see, love me. I'm in the sense in the backseat.
And it's so clear.
keep us together. My hands, your hands, I'll hold forever. No way, I'll break, hold on forever. Yeah, I give and you give till it's all that we have. Even though nothing is better than death and bullets. Yeah, I give.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed.
As July's summer heat begins its assault on the Chesapeake watershed, one area is just swinging into bloom. The alpine bogs of central Pennsylvania's Bear Meadows Natural Area are brimming with high bush blueberries. This 325-acre bog is a national natural landmark that is home to yellow-fringed orchids, red-spotted newts, 58 species of dragonflies, and lots of blueberries. To experience the sweet, succulent taste of these wild treats, be prepared to get your feet wet in the bog's squishy terrain and check over your shoulder as local black bears crave these delectables as well.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club.
You. sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that waits among the shells. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke glass stained bright color, image going down, down, that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke glass stained bright color, image going down, down, down. Nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in.
Them, and they offer one.
So, Adam, what you having for lunch today?
That's a great question. I'm having, it's a Brussels sprout pancetta lemon pasta dish that I made a few minutes ago.
That's cool, but wrong answer. The correct answer was Raising Cane's.
I had that yesterday for lunch.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Would you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. I knew people who were in line at 3 a.m.
For that free monthly
For the free... It's year. A free year.
Oh, at 3 a.m. I have to get my receipt out of the trash. I need to...
Why?
Because there's a code, and you enter the code, and you can enter a win.
Were you the first
100? No, anyone who comes in can get it.
Really?
Yeah, it was printed on the receipt. I think they got scammed a bit.
So the people were waiting at 3 a.m. for hours?
In the receipt.
And they messed it up?
Yeah.
Wow.
I liked going in there yesterday, and they had a DJ.
Really? Did you see the thing on the roof?
Playing... No.
There's a giant dog on the roof.
Well, I was approaching from the street level, like coming around the corner each time. I couldn't see. That's interesting.
Yeah.
The DJ was playing music so loud that the people couldn't hear what you were trying to order.
Awesome.
Also, they had,
promo.
The most people ever working anywhere. Yeah. There wasn't anywhere to stand behind there. They had every employee hired there.
Wow.
It was so packed. There were more employees than customers. Like, it wasn't that busy when I went around, like, two.
Really?
Well, because remember when the Towson one opened? The craze that happened? It was packed for weeks.
Yeah.
And that's a much bigger location.
Yeah.
But it's cute. I'm excited. The chicken's great. I had some yesterday. It's not too expensive either.
Okay.
It's like $10.
Okay, not bad. Nothing
like Erewhon. If you were to get one thing from the Erewhon menu that you just scanned, what would you get as a future LA resident?
They had... So, for our listeners, Erewhon is a cafe.
Yeah, for our parents. Let's actually clarify who didn't know what Erewhon is.
Erewhon is a cafe. In LA,
yes,
that is an internet sensation.
Expensive
for its very strange wellness marketed items.
Yeah,
and its price.
Like I think like pack of strawberries $20.
Yeah, easily. Pack of strawberries $20.
Half a watermelon $30.
They sell round ice cubes for $15.
And they have different celebrities like Hailey Bieber come in and do. Smoothies, mm-hmm. like custom smoothie things.
Right.
And smoothies are like $20 also.
Yes, which is a good price for a smoothie. Mm-hmm. But I was just looking at the
reasonable
menu.
Even.
Trying to decide what I'm going to order.
Right. First stop when you have the plane.
Oh, 100%.
Like you have LAX, straight to Erewhon.
They have a sausage for $10. Must be the best.
One sausage?
One sausage. How,
like a small link or like a long...
Oh, it's small. It's a single link. Mm-hmm. Yeah, standard link size. And they also have a kale and white bean salad that just looks like mush.
Oh, poop machine.
It has dandelions in it. I didn't know you could eat dandelions.
You can. I don't think they're good, though. I think like it's one of those things that like, if your kid eats it, you're like, okay, he won't die, but you don't put it in your food traditionally. So wait, it's kale, dandelions, and beans?
Yeah.
So you're going to be farting it up. It's fart salad.
Fart salad. Yeah, I'm probably going to go for the fart salad.
$30 for fart salad.
Yes.
Stretch your new apartment.
Awesome.
Farting everywhere. Awesome.
God. Yeah, no, I'm excited to go there. I'm really excited.
The city of angels calls to you.
The city of angels. Why is it called that?
Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, I know. But, like, why is it called that?
Because they got there. The prospectors, I don't know who, the Spanish, they're like, this is the place where angels are coming. I see an angel in the future. Rory Harmony will be here soon. They saw prophecy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it was first.
They're waiting for you.
It was first Spanish
occupied? Yeah. Well, because think about it. Los Angeles. That's the Spanish name.
You know
San
what?
San Diego.
Wow.
So Southern California and all that was part of the Spanish Empire.
Yeah, you know, I looked it up on a map the other day. I didn't realize how far south
it is. It's like 6 hours from San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's that close as well. Big state. Many don't know this.
No.
California. Big state.
Large.
Long coast.
I used to get so excited when I would get California and stack the states.
Oh my gosh.
It's such
so
a
versatile.
Good one.
Yeah.
I mean, you can try to prop it up.
I was going to stack the countries.
Oh, okay.
I remember one night I got in big trouble at my house because it was midnight. And I snuck my iPod Touch into bed. I was playing Stack the Countries all night. My mom came in and found me.
Oh,
she,
my gosh. I would have put you on the curb.
She snatched that phone out of my hand and said, go to bed. You have school tomorrow.
Wow.
And I was playing an educational geography game. could have been doing a lot worse. I could have been on Kick.
Kick?
I could have been on Kick instead of on Stack the Countries. Yeah. Guys, we only have three more songs for this year.
Wow.
Three more songs. Back to Oz, Sufjan Stevens. Mind Loaded, Blood Orange, featuring Caroline Polachek and Lorde. And then David, by Lorde.
By Lord.
Very
great,
exciting.
Great conclusion.
Guys, thanks for listening this semester. We will be back next semester. One last APR. It'll be an evening, though.
It will.
Because I can't do the morning anymore. God bless. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in this semester. We will see you in early January. Late January, early February.
Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Are there other ones? Happy New Year's.
What's the one with the three kings come and... There's like a holiday for that. It's big
in
Spain.
Oh, yes. Three Kings Day.
Three Kings Day. Martin Luther King Day. Lest we forget.
Groundhog's Day.
Maybe. Yeah. Could. Because that's the fourth?
The second.
Second.
That's my favorite holiday.
Well, if you don't bring me a pie this year, I'm going to be really upset. All right, guys. Enjoy your soup and have a great winter.
And a great Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
My life was calling. All my dreams were buried away. You love me, but you don't know me. In due time, you'll throw it away. I'll be there to play my part. Wanna keep us safe. Love was in my heart that I feel now. Oh, it wasn't there. Give it back, get nowhere. Give it right, follow my heart back to us, where I was born in the start. Carried away. You want me, but you can't own me. I survived, but I'm still afraid. Tell me this, do you see me cry? Do you see me cry? Do you wish I could? Start. Don't be my
day? Was I just someone to dominate? Were the opponent flint to my blade? Now we're playing with shadows. At the sunset tower, you said open your mouth. I did. And what came spilling out that day was the truth. If I'd had virginity, I would have given that too. Why don't we run to the ones we do? I don't belong to anyone. Dark day, was I just young blood to get on tape? Cause you dialed me out when it got hard. Uppercut to the throat, I was off guard. Pure heroin mistaken for featherweight. But what came spilling out that day was the truth. And once I could sing again, I swore I'd never let myself sing again for you. Oh, 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 oh. Sing it. Said, why do we run to the ones we do? I don't belong to anyone. I made you God cause it was a hope that I knew how to do. But I don't belong to anyone. Am I ever gonna love again? 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 Do you ever feel like friends? Am I ever gonna love again? Till you understand. Tell it to him.